Holy Charts provides you, not surprisingly, with a way to create charts online. Holy, by the way, is spelt H-O-H-L-I. It's a highly interactive interface, very visual, very stimulating, and whilst you build up the chart and the various parts of it, you can see the chart actually take shape to the side of the screen. So as you make alterations to the various factors on the chart, including the data, you can see the chart update in real time. So you can see what the effects of your alterations are. On the home page, your first step is to choose what chart type you need. And you get the usual suspects. You can choose different types of line chart, bar chart, vertical and horizontal, pie charts, Venn diagrams, which might be useful, scatter plots certainly are, and then one of my favourites, really useful for comparing, they're doing profiling. So if you want to make comparisons between data across different, say, people, then a radar chart can be really useful. So having made the choice of chart that you want for the data that you've got, the next step is to choose the size, and this is quite unusual. So you can choose different sized areas within which the chart will fit. So for example, one of the smallest ones might be 320 by 240 pixels, whereas at the other end of the scale you might go for a sort of vertical shape chart of 300 by 1000 pixels. So you've got different sizes, and that can be really useful, bearing in mind that the chart ultimately could end up online, so you may have an idea of how much space you're going to have available for it. Then, of course, you put the data in. You might have got that already, and that's fairly straightforward. Wherever you go in the chart, on each of the different elements that you're building up, there is a very useful hover over interactive help menu. So if you're not sure how to put the data in, it does tell you that. You can decide on the size of the scales and the minimum and maximum values, as you often do. Obviously, you can put the title in, you can change the look and feel, the background and the background of the chart itself and the chart area. You can choose whether or not you have a grid, whether it's visible or not. So all of those factors can be altered and you can see it happening live. When you're happy with the final chart, click on the chart itself, chart preview, and you've got either an embed code or a link to it. Or you can right-click and save the image as and keep it on your computer for use elsewhere. All of that, and you don't need an account.